absolute truth, such an inconvenient idea, like a deep anchor at the bottom of the sea, like shackles chaining us to heaven and earth. We can't have that. We need our freedom. Freedom to choose, freedom to live as we may. Freedom to make our own meanings. Yeah, that's fine. But let us recognize the difference between truth and meaning. You are certainly welcome to come up with your own meanings. Meaning to mean is related to mind, to contemplation, to the process in which you make sense of your reality. So yes, that is relative. Relative to you, not relative in any absolute sense, but relative to you, the subjective individual. And for you, there will be particular meanings in particular contexts. However, that does not change the fact that there is a certain undeniable actuality, an objective reality with its objective truth existing beyond all of these interpretations. Up is still up. Down is still down. Expanding, contracting, still in motion. Are these relative? For me, the car is still. For you, the car is moving. Is not how things work. We operate with our projections, with our interpretations, in a certain shared frame of reality. Now here comes the clever man. But you see, for example, in space, you cannot tell up from down, so therefore there is no absolute truth of up and down. Right, well, let's meet in space and we will review the connotations of what space brings to the table. But as it is, there is a planet Earth with its gravity and its core, and from that there is a very distinct sense of up and down. You cannot defy gravity by imagining it is otherwise. It does not apply to me. Well, then fly up into the sky, see how it goes. Here we review timeless paradigms. There is no change from era to era, from culture to culture. The same old dialogue took place between Pontius Pilate and good old Jesus of Nazareth. Said the Jesus, "I speak the truth, and those who are of the truth will recognize it." He is the Word, as it happens. And then asked Pilate, "So, what is that truth?" And John's 18 cuts there. Their truth is certainly not an agenda. The truth is simply actuality. The truth is simply what is. And those who are of the truth, as in those who have stopped projecting and hallucinating based on their subjective filters, they will recognize this is this, that is that. Things are as they are. And when we unveil ourselves from this tendency to hallucinate, even to deny, because of our persistent urge and desire, then we come to a shared reality. Then we come to a plane where reconciliation and harmonization is possible, not on the basis of your agenda, but on the basis of simply what is. So, we're not talking about an absolute truth. In the relative context of your meanings, or even collective meanings and intentions, we are simply looking at the patterns and the properties of what is. All things have a certain baseline construction, a blueprint. All things have certain behavioral dynamics, passive and active, and all things exist in relation to all other things in a system of context. These are all simple underlying truths. You make of them what you will or don't. The underlying truths do not change based on your opinion. As they say in the distant lands, Satyam eva jayate, the truth reigns victorious, or the truth shall set you free. Now, it certainly will. That is the dynamic of truth, of actuality, of the suchness of things. How does it set you free? It liberates you from the countless projections and misconceptions that you have coated reality with. It brings you face to face with what actually is and what you actually are, and with that you will be in a position to operate on reality instead of tinkering with your hallucinated constructs. And with that, in time, you may overcome your conditioning and overcome the entanglement your awareness has with this world. With that, let us seek the truth, then the truth beyond the truth, then the truth beyond the truth beyond the truth. As in, there are composite, more complex truths that are made of simpler truths, and again, that rest on the roots of truths, the most basic first principles of existence. Uncovering all of those, our relative meanings, our relative intentions, entirely secondary, subject to the underlying truths, rooted in, grounded in the underlying truths. If they remain separate, reality will still not bend to your ideas. So get real, get to the truth. The truth shall set us free. There will be clarity, there will be peace, and there will be harmony. Thank you.